Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch, the issue of open containers coming up. How likely will this be discussed and voted on the Common Council floor next week?
So right now, something was informationally sent to the Common Council, and it will be brought up in committee where it will be discussed. There is no legislation that's been formed yet, so council members will be able to talk about this in theory without legislation being before them. And a lot of council members are going to weigh in because our districts are so different, and this could impact different districts differently. And, you know, I certainly understand where certain arguments are, and I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. I want to first say is I don't have an official opinion just yet, but I want to explain the political realities. I represent the Cobblestone District, downtown Allen, the arena, parts of downtown, and then parts of Broadway Fillmore. All are very different neighborhoods. And in the more impoverished and struggling neighborhoods, I banned single alcohol consumption from corner stores because it oftentimes lights a match to the problems that are going around there. So if we have mental health concerns or prostitution concerns, or now what's becoming quite popular are pocket parties, where there's a large density of people that are showing up in parking lots and drinking alcohol and causing not only a public nuisance, but a threat to public safety. But when I'm also representing Allen, downtown, the arena and Cobblestone entertainment districts, those merchants do not want people to publicly consume alcohol and have an open container because they want people consuming alcohol in their establishments. And so right now I have the Chippewa district, which is hosting block parties for the Bills game. And the biggest problem is once they fence off a perimeter, people will be consuming their own alcohol outside the perimeter and basically try to join the party for free without consuming alcohol safely within outside the perimeter. But then I'm also working with B District Police, who are also having to deal with the sheer density of people, of pocket parties and showing up of people consuming alcohol on the street, and that leading to fights and disruption in these areas. So it's not just, you know, a quick, you know, let's keep the party going and being able to consume alcohol wherever. There's a lot of ramifications that could potentially come with it. And we are the city of Buffalo. We are not East Aurora. So our dynamics are different. And so when we are deliberating this, we need to deliberate it in the minds of merchants and of business associations and our entertainment districts, and then also balance it with public safety. So I look forward to a very hearty conversation as this heads to discussion informationally next week.
What are you hearing from those who are in favor of open containers?
From what I hear is basically, well, they do this in East Aurora, why can't we do this here? And, you know, it will, you know, it's rarely and selectively enforced, which is obviously a concern too, you know, the amount of tickets, there's data that shows at times where it could be, you know, it could be selectively enforced. And I certainly understand the issues with that. But the conversation is more complex than just, allowing everyone to consume open container alcohol because, of the balance of public safety and of our entertainment districts and of our merchants who ultimately have establishments who are against this.
You've said you don't have an official stance at this point whether there should be open containers. Have you had a chance to speak with people in communities where, like East Aurora, where the open container is legal?
My parents live there, so they are. I tease them. They do enjoy that the repeal of that law. But, you know, they do recognize that the dynamics in a small village and town like that, in comparison to a whole city that deals with urban issues and, you know, higher density of people, public transit, and businesses, that it's just, it's more complex than, you know, allowing a place like East Aurora to do it, and the comparison isn't necessarily fair.
No legislation up yet. How long before there is possible legislation for the council to debate and vote on?
So if a certain council member decides that this is within their purview and that they would benefit for it, or they see that it would be a positive outweighing all the negatives, a council member is free to then pursue a legislative change and then sponsor it and have the body vote for it.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.